Good morning. Welcome to Your Money Talks. I am Jerry Sluicewitz, your host for the next half hour. We're going to talk about money in the markets. We're going to talk about stocks and bonds. We're going to talk about investing, financial planning. Talk a little bit about women's issues. We've got a guest coming on, Angela Sloan. I think that's going to be very, very critical to our female listeners out there, and the males out there as well, to understand, you know, the special needs that it comes to women and investing. I've been doing this for over 25 years. You know, many times women make all the financial decisions. Women are the breadwinners. A lot of times women live longer than men, and they become the sole financial decision maker for their own household, either through divorce or passing. So actually, I think the statistics show that there are more female investors than male investors when it comes to investing here in America. Angela, welcome to Your Money Talks.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Angela, I appreciate you taking the time. Can you give us a little background? Tell us, you know, that's obviously, they always talk about the why, you know, why you're motivated to do the things you do and why you're motivated to wake up in the morning. I found that an intriguing story. You know, can you give us a little bit about how that happened and how you got to what you're doing today?
Sure. I was young. I had been saving $155 a month faithfully for a number of years. In fact, I had saved $14,440. I was diagnosed with cancer. The prognosis wasn't good. I needed money to help with medical bills. Went to my account and found out I had a little over $800. And I was devastated. And the reason that it happened to me was because I was ignorant. I didn't know. I was one of those women out here who wasn't involved, didn't ask the right questions, didn't know what questions to ask.
Right.
And yeah. I was determined, you know, I can do something to keep this from happening to somebody else. Now, if I could come in contact with that gentleman today, I would kiss him right on the lips. He has no idea what he did for me.
Yeah, I hear you. That's a very positive way to look at it, you know, to say, hey, look, you know, while he did you a disservice, in the end, he did you a favor. And you know what that sounds like? What I talk about a lot, Angela, is personal responsibility. It comes down to you have a personal responsibility, even though you hired a trusted advisor couldn't be trusted. You have a personal responsibility, the clients do, to look over their shoulders. You know, even if it's right. You or I managing their money, your clients should be looking over your shoulder. My clients should be looking over my shoulder to make sure we're doing the right things. Now,
absolutely.
Angela, I know you work a lot with women as well. I don't know if that's just your specialty, but what's the number one fear that women have when talking about or facing retirement?
I hear this day in and day out, and I actually hear this very term. I don't want to be a bag lady. Of the married women, their number one fear is losing the spouse. For women overall, overwhelmingly, it's not having enough money. And having to rely on children or the government during their retirement. In fact, of the single women, 56% said they fear becoming a bag lady. Even if you get down to the women of influence, which are your women who make the higher incomes, 46% of those said that was their number one concern. So without a doubt, it is they are just scared to death that they're not going to have enough money.
Now, so, of course, nobody wants to be a bag lady or a ward of the state or, you know, dependent on children, et cetera. But as I understand it, women control more money than men in this country now. You know, I think it's like 52% or something like that. You might have that statistic.
Actually, if you get right down to it, women control all of the money.
My wife will tell you that, too.
Well, essentially, they do. I mean, who are your big consumers? Who's doing the household spending and the grocery shopping and buying the kids' clothes? They really control all of the money. But you're right. More and more women are taking control, and the reason they're taking control is because of the divorce rate. We know that the average woman is widowed at age 59 and 4 months. There's over 1 million new widows every year. The divorce rate, like I said, is staggering. Divorced women in particular feel overwhelmed. 50% of them say that financial planning just seems to be an impossible task in their lives, being a single parent and doing all the other things that they do. And of the single women or the women who never had children, 65% of those are worried about who's going to take care of them in their old age. And I'm seeing this. I just had a client that was widowed a couple of weeks ago, had a wonderful husband, and they never had any children due to some physical conditions. And her, that's her number one concern right now is, oh, my gosh, you know, we never had any children. Who's going to help me now? And, you know, she's in a pickle. And that's women's number one concern is, you know, what am I going to have enough money? Women want security.
Even the nesting type
we still
program.
Want security.
Yeah. Again, you'll listen to Your Money Talks. I have Angela Sloan. She built a 4,000-client financial service firm, Empire. And her crusades to protect clients from, you know, financial loss. And she's very, very adamant on women's issues as well. My mother-in-law, now granted, this was in the past, but I don't think that just because it happened to her in the past doesn't mean it can't happen again. She got divorced when my wife was maybe a teenager, and this is a few years ago, you know, a lot of years ago. But she had a job but didn't have a credit card in her name, didn't really run the finances when she got divorced. You know, it was devastating because she didn't have any credit, and she also didn't know anything about financial planning. She's okay, and I say that lightly because it's only okay. She's not great in retirement. But what's your advice to women? I mean, how should they take control, even if they're married, of somewhat of understanding finances, et cetera?
Well, for one thing, you do need to establish some credit in your name. Whether it's as simple as a credit card or buying a car, you do need to establish something in your name. And if you're a stay-at-home mom or a spouse that doesn't work outside the home, it's important that your name be on those credit accounts with your husband so that you do have a credit history. Because statistically, you will be single sooner than you might think, whether it's through divorce or widowhood. If you look at the statistics of the number of single women, whether it's by divorce or by widowhood, the number is staggering. And even of the women who are married, 33% of those have already been through one divorce. And of the women who are widowed and remarried, over half of those are widowed again. And I'm amazed at how many of them are widowed twice by the age of 65. When I read that statistic, it was staggering. And we were having that conversation here in our office, and we started naming people that we knew within our church and community here that had been widowed twice. And I had never stopped to think about how many are widowed twice by age 65. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. I personally know some people like that myself.
Yeah, and even 60% of women, only 60% of them actually are using a financial professional because they don't know what to do, and the financial industry is not catering to them, so to speak. And if they go try to see a financial advisor, they don't know how to communicate with them. Just like I didn't know what questions to ask. You know, a lot of these women don't know what questions to ask, and because of what they've been through in their past, they're not very trusting of men in the financial services industry.
So, Angela, give our listeners, what should they be asking? What are the right questions, just the top, you know, few questions that someone should be asking a financial advisor?
Well, first of all, make sure that he has his credentials and his licenses. That's number one.
He or she, exactly.
Yeah. Right. You know, make sure that they are what they say they are. Check them out with FINRA, with the insurance department, with the Better Business Bureau. You might even ask a friend for, you know, to refer you to somebody. I was amazed, too, at how few of them find a financial person over the Internet. Most of them do go to a trusted friend and say, hey, who are you using, and get that referral. The other questions they should ask is, you know, how much do I need to save to make sure that I have enough income for the rest of my life? Income is where the rubber meets the road. What rate of inflation are they using in their calculations? Are they being realistic? I've sat down and looked at plans, and one broker stands out in particular. He was using an average rate of return of 16% and telling this lady she was going to be just fine. Now, that is not realistic. So you want to make sure that they're using realistic projections. I always take whatever the statistics are and knock it down a point or two. I love sitting down with a client, as I did yesterday, and he says, you know, we have more money, more income than we thought we were going to have. Those are the kind of conversations I want to have.
Yeah, Angela, I mean, it seems to me that a lot of financial advisors, what they do is they find out you have some money available or you already have investments, and they just say, here, I can work on making these investments better, or my ideas are better than your other person's ideas, or here, let's invest this. But they don't ask those questions about how much money you need on a monthly basis, what the rate of inflation might be through retirement, how old you are, how much you're going to draw from Social Security or other sources of money. And so they're not really doing the financial planning. They just talk about investing versus financial planning. And financial planning should come before the investments allocations are made. Don't you agree?
Yes, absolutely. And what you find with most places that you go for advice is that they're product salesmen.
Right.
You know, they're not planners. They've got a particular product. Either their superiors have told them to push this product because we've got a contract with this company and we need to meet this quota. Or, you know, there's something going on in the background, the reason that they're pushing product. And the other scary part is that, and even if you look at your brokerage statement and the fine print, they'll tell you, we're not allowed to give tax advice. And if you have somebody handling your finances that don't understand the taxes, that should scare you to death. Mm-hmm. The client that I sat down with yesterday that told me that he had more income than we thought we were going to have, he had sat down with some guy who had made the claim that he could show him how to get all of his money out of his IRAs and not pay taxes on it. Well, I do the guy's tax return, so I'm going, okay, enlighten me. Maybe there's something out there I don't know. And he says, well, he told me to just convert it all to Roth and go take out a line of credit on my house, which we worked very hard to get him mortgage-free. Go take a line of credit on the house and pay the taxes, and then I can just pay the mortgage down. And I'm sitting, I'm in shock. And he had this big, long printout of how it was going to save him $18,000 in taxes overall. Now, first of all, I'd never heard of the software. I couldn't make sense of the numbers, and I've been doing taxes for 30 years. And the guy didn't even take into account he and his wife started drawing Social Security this year, which would throw 85% of their Social Security taxable. I mean, there was so much that wasn't taken into account. And if this guy hadn't known enough to put his brakes on and say, whoa, wait a minute, he came back to me, as he should have, his tax person, and said, is this true? And we spent about an hour yesterday in tax class 101 explaining why that's not true.
Yeah.
So you have to be very aware when somebody makes some bizarre claim, oh, we can get all your IRA money and you'll never have to pay taxes on it. That is, those type claims, you get up and run.
Yeah, when they're converting to the Roth, they're basically prepaying all that taxes. They're paying it all today versus taking it, you know, little by little as the required mandatory distributions and paying taxes only on the amount they take out. Instead, they got to pay the whole taxes, you know, right away.
That's right.
It's not avoiding taxes.
It would throw him in a horrible tax bracket.
Yeah, it accelerates the taxes. Hey, Angela, there's several things I'd love to talk to you about, but I've basically run out of time. But I'd love to talk a little bit more about some of these women's issues, especially when it comes to Social Security. Hopefully we can get you back on the program at some time in the near future. How does somebody reach you, Angela, if they want to talk to you?
Well, our toll-free number is 1-800-298-2892. It's 800-298-2892. And our web address is www.sloanfinancial.net.
It's financials with an S behind it?
No, no S behind it. Just
financial.
Sloanfinancial.net.
Okay, www.sloanfinancial.net, 800-298-2892. Angela Sloan, who works with a lot of clients, but you're available to help anybody who can call, right?
Absolutely.
Angela, hey, thanks for being a guest here today on Your Money Talks and enlightening our listeners today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right.
You have a great
Angela
day.
Yeah, you too. Angela Sloan, 800-298-2892, www.sloanfinancial.net. We're going to get her back, talking a little bit about women's issues. She works with men and women, but you know, we were talking specifically about some of the women's issues dealing with money, and we're going to get more on this Social Security issue next time we have her on the program.